Okay. Tzimin Kuvnun Hei, Dine Prisha Samach Levest. Right? What we call Vestas or Aina. So Zayin, Aklalu L'chol Yerushamayim. The rule is for any Yerushamayim, Me Isha Ein Levest Kavua, if a woman doesn't have a set cycle, Yeshu Lichtoiv Tamid Yom Yiriyasa. You should always write down when she gets a period. You'd be surprised how many people lose track of what's going on. For Yira Eza Yom Bechaydeshu, you right, see how many days in the month it is, v'kama how many days it's been since the last period, bein riyaliriyah, between one cycle and another cycle, v'yachish tamid lahaba, and then you got to constantly be chayshish liyom haflaga, ka haflaga achrayna, for the amount, haflaga means the interval, like based on the previous interval, ten liyom achaydesh, and for yom achaydesh, k'may she'osa riyah achrayna, whatever the previous month, Hebrew day of the month was, v'gam tzarech loch shloina beininis. You have to be concerned for the 30th day. Kacha yinag atcha tikva la vest kavua, and that's the way you should be knowing until she has a vest kavua. Olacha shetikva vest, and after she's kavea vest, im yera shetishane vesta, if you see, if it happens, I'm sorry, that she changes her cycle, tzara kamka in lizar, lachash l'riya chadasha, then she has to be chashish for her new riya also. Hein la floga, hein l'mea chaydash, whether it's for the interval or for the Hebrew day of the month, for Gam Tzarek Lizar, Lizko Yom Vest Kavua Shalosh. She also has to try and remember if she has a set cycle. Tiavesta Kavua Ein Neker Ela Begimel Palma, because the Vest Kavua is only Neker 3 times. Kedila come on. Fine. So basically, you just have to keep track from month to month, which is what most women have to do nowadays, because they do not have uniform and set cycles. Ches Isha Sheyesh La Vest Kavua. If a woman does have a kavua, afam higia pam achas a beis pam yom vesta is simin vesta v'loy rasa. Even if it got to her once or twice, her yom vesta is simin vesta v'loy rasa, meaning she had a set cycle. So the same way, in order to establish a set cycle, you need to see 3 times. In order to get rid of a set cycle, you also have to go 3 times without seeing it. So he's saying, if let's say she went once or twice without seeing it, even though she's very clear that she didn't see, let's say she had a tampon inside her the entire vest, so she knows that she didn't get her period. She still has to be worried about the third time. Because in order to uproot it, you need to not have seen it for 3 times. If she gets it a third time and she doesn't see, if she knows 100% that she didn't get her any see any bleeding on those 3 times, this is a big chumrah. He's saying that she had to have something inside her the entire day, the length of the day that she's expecting her period, has to come out clean. Out the neck or vesta, so then her vest is uprooted, and she does not have to be concerned for it anymore. Every vest gets uprooted 3 times. Even if you had it for many years, the same cycle, it gets knocked out after 3 times. But an unsteady vest, Haino Riya Shaloi Kavata Rak Pamachas, which is a period that she was knocked away only once or twice. And Megia Pamachas Hayoimazeh, if she gets 1 time to this day, or Simonazeh, or a Simon, meaning, because some women get the periods based on, pimples or cramps or that type of thing. Veloi Rasa, even though she didn't check herself, Ella Shaloi Hergisha Shum Riya. She didn't feel anything. She doesn't have to be concerned for it. Anything that was not established in 3 times, nekar pamachas, gets uprooted in 1 time, afilu b'lo b'dika, without a b'dika. Test. Isha she'yesha ves kavua. So a woman who has a set cycle, kaiten shebala hashah shehi regila liros, before she gets to the time that she normally sees, yesh la'achnas ma'achdochak l'manteida be'beiros. So she should put a ma'achdochak, which basically would be a tampon, inside her, so she should know clearly. Maybe she's gonna think she maybe she had a drop of blood, and she's gonna lose it, and she's not gonna know. Right? So meaning, we're since she has a set cycle, we're so convinced that she's going to bleed that day, that she may have seen a drop of blood and lost it. So that's why she should put a tampon inside her and keep it in there for that, let's say, that 12 hours. If she didn't do this, Vesta, Asura, then she would not be able to be with her husband, even if she didn't see any blood. And besides, man, and if during the vest day she took a shower or went swimming, then it doesn't help her. She has to consider herself a nida, because if she has a chazaka that the blood came at the proper time. You hear what he's saying? It's a wild stringency. If a woman has a set cycle and she does not get her period that day, and she didn't check, or she took a bath that day, and she didn't, even if she didn't see any blood, she's out. Because we're afraid that she saw some blood in the bath or something and it got wiped away. All right, fine. I will remain loves kavua, but if she doesn't have a set cycle, el she chasheshes loves shena kavua. She's concerned for Veshena Kavua. Im avar hazman v'lo hirgisha, if she passed over this man and she doesn't feel it, avo pishul like batkasatzma, even though she didn't check herself, harei achar kach becheskas tahira, she is becheskas tahira. Acho ina bein in esu yom alam adina kame ves kavua, but the 30th day is like a vest kavua. So most women nowadays, like 99.9% of the women, do not have set cycles unless they're on birth control, which is a different story. So they don't have a set cycle, so it is much more lenient. Fine. Good. Isha shiriyasa nimshechas beza gimel yamim. A woman whose period goes 2 or 3 days, she isha fas, that it either flows at misalefas or it drips out of her yam haskolas ariyah hua ikar. We always go for these cycles as the first day. But there are those that say that she has to be concerned for all the days until they uproot it. Right? Meaning, so if she gets a period for 4 days, this opinion holds that she has to separate for 4 days the next month. The same way a woman is chayshish for vest hayamim and vest haflagus at one time, k'may ken chayshish gam levest haguf u levest hamurka b'pamachas. She also has to be concerned for a vest haguf, which we said before is a physical symptom, and a vest hamurka, meaning it's a murka means to ride, meaning this physical symptom together with something else. The same way a vest of days and a vest of phlogos that's not kavua gets uprooted one time. So also a vest haguf, meaning let's say 1 month she gets bad headache and then she gets a period an hour later. So next month when she gets this bad headache, she's going to have to separate. But if that doesn't happen and she gets a period, then it's gone. The same thing if it's a bad headache on a certain day. The same way they're not uprooted only with 3 times. If you had it set time for 3 times in a row, if she had just a plain vestaguf, let's say she sneezed, right? 3 times, meaning she had the best score that every time she had a certain type of sneeze, she would get a period. So if she did it 3 times, she does not, we don't have to be chashish the way she when she sneezes again. If it's a like we said, a double vest, if it comes 3 times that particular day, and she sneezed, as the vest necker, then the vest is uprooted. Aval yomim b'li piyuk, but if she just went past that day, but she didn't sneeze, or piyuk b'lo yomim, she sneezed without seeing on that particular day, then ein an oikr nes a vest hamurkav, then that does not uproot the vest hamurkav. To be in an akirasa dumi de kviyasa, we need the akira similar to the kviya. Fine. Yud beis miuberes la'achar gimel chadashim etchila sibura, a pregnant woman after 3 months from when the pregnancy started, v'chein menika, and a nursing woman, hey becheskas musulakas damim, they're considered as if they don't see blood. Ve'en an chayshish es levestan, when I chayshish for the vest, afa pi shahay lehen vest kavua, even though it has a vest kavua. Mikamakam chayshish es l'riya shetira k'der shayshish l'vest shayna kavua. But if she sees blood, then she has to be concerned with vest shayna kavua. A lot of women have this issue they take a pregnancy test before they even miss the period. Like most of the time, why would you take a pregnancy test if you haven't even missed your period yet? But a lot of women get anxious, so they take the pregnancy test before they even get to their expected days, and so therefore they have to separate for those days. But if the days of the nursing have done, Chazar's law, meaning 2 years, which we consider 2 years. The question is nowadays that most women don't nurse for that long for this, and then how do we adjust to this? That's a whole sugya unto itself. So Chazar's lachosh l'vesta rishon, you go back to original vest. Let's say she had a vest that she got her period every Rosh Chodesh. Immediately after the 2 years after having a baby, she would have to be concerned for the first Rosh Chodesh she hits. But if she has a vest haflaga, which is interval, then she has to see at least once, because you have nothing to, if you don't have a baseline. And she hasn't had a period in 3 years, let's say, because it was pregnancy and then nursing. So you have no baseline with which to do a haflaga. So first she has to get a period, and then let's say she got a period every 35 days. So then once she gets one period after nursing, then you have to separate 35 days from them. Then with cheshish for the haflaga that she's used to seeing. Now it's very interesting here because it's a machlokes actually, Rabbi Akiva Egan and Ramosha Feinstein, about whether we say that women. See, here he says that women could bleed for 3 months of pregnancy. That stopped happening in the old days. Nowadays, it's making a comeback, and women are starting to see blood during pregnancy. Right? So that's maybe it's coming back. Yeah. Okay. We will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.